For a deeper dive on the market moves, let's bring in our first guest for the hour. We've got John Adams, BMO Global Asset Management Senior Investment Strategist. John, it's good to have you on the show today. You know, we're talking today about some of these global growth jitters reemerging, especially with the numbers coming out of China today, weaker than expected numbers on retail sales, as well as manufacturing. But a lot of investors, it seems, are already looking ahead to Wednesday, the Fed minutes, and then Jackson Hole next week with talk of, you know, when the actual tapering of asset purchases are likely to begin. How are you sort of looking at the state of play right now ahead of some of those key market events?
Sure. Thanks for having me. There are a lot of reasons for anxiety among investors in the short term. If you look at the Delta variant, of course, if you look at the inflationary outlook, if you look at U.S. policy uncertainty and kind of continued choppy economic data. So we think that there is a chance that we'll see some shorter term consolidation here over the next month or two. But if you look at a medium term perspective, we think that we're pretty constructive on the outlook. We think that the earnings season's been exceptional. The economy remains strong. We will likely get more policy stimulus. I think that investors will look through the next kind of 1 to 2 months. We'll get a lot more clarity in the fall around policy and around the virus. We think that it's still a time to remain overweight equities and with a bias toward U.S. equities.
Hey, John, Brian Chung here. So on that point, do you have any sort of expectation for a Fed taper? What's the kind of bet that you have on the timing of that taper? Because on one hand, you have the likes of the Dallas Fed president, Kansas City Fed president that are saying, we're ready to honestly start tapering right now. But as you just pointed out, there's also the downside risk of the Delta variant, a downside risk that I would argue is as elevated as it's been since the depths of the pandemic.
Sure, there's a lot of uncertainty around the tapering timeline. We think the Fed will announce tapering likely in September and kick it off next year. But I would say at the margin, the virus and the Delta variant makes the Fed perhaps a bit more dovish and could push out their time frame if things worsen from here. But it's a very difficult communication message from the Fed. They haven't made it easy on themselves, I would say, over the last few weeks. You have seen some dissension between kind of the core of the Fed and the regional presidents as well. But to be clear, the Fed's not going to do anything to really upset the economic outlook. They learned a lot from the taper tantrum experience a few months ago. And if you look at the economic backdrop, there's not really a reason to have this extraordinary monetary stimulus and these asset purchases of $120 billion a month. So I think the Fed's looking to wind down those purchases. We still think that a potential rate hike remains far out and is really contingent upon a lot of different factors. But yeah, Chair Powell has a town hall meeting tomorrow. We'll be watching that very closely. We'll be watching Jackson Hole very closely here in a couple of weeks as well. But we think they'll be very careful with respect to their messaging.
In the equity space, retail is certainly going to be in focus this week with some big names, including Target and Walmart reporting. When you look at the data, the consumer has been relatively resilient despite questions around price inflation as well as the Delta variant and potential restrictions reemerging. How are you looking at that space right now? Is it a good play for you?
Yeah, consumption's definitely been driving things higher. And if you look at economic surprises, it's been mostly survey data and household data that's been driving things higher. We will get retail sales numbers tomorrow. I would say at the margin, consumers perhaps have gotten a bit more cautious here over the last month, given the renewed Delta variant. But consumers still have relatively strong balance sheets, are sitting on quite a bit of cash and are eager to get out and spend that money and have more in way of experiences. So we think that consumption will continue to drive markets higher. I think you're seeing that reflected in really a staggering Q2 earnings season, with earnings growing at almost 90%. And you've seen consumer stocks hold up pretty well in that scenario.
John, it seems like no one really has the answer to this, but when we take a look at bond yields, what are you gleaning from what's happening in the pricing of fixed income? When you look at a 10-year that's just today down 6 basis points, do we look poised to head back towards some of the lows that we've seen post-pandemic? Or do you think that there is still the reflationary argument for yields to go up as the Fed starts to look towards normalizing at some point down the line?
Sure. Yeah, that's a great question. We are modestly underweight duration in our portfolios. We expect rates to kind of creep higher throughout the year. But we think that we will be range bound in the very short term here as we kind of vacillate between growth scares and inflation scares on seemingly a daily basis. So we have been range bound here over the last few weeks. I think that will continue until we really get more clear evidence of whether the growth scare or the inflation scare scenario is more concerning. And our base case is that we're much more concerned about the inflation scenario than the growth scenario. We still think that we're in early to mid stages of the economic cycle. So there have been a lot of reasons why investors have pointed to for the decline in yields. But we think that as we go throughout the year, get a bit more policy stimulus here in the U.S., that rates will continue to rise.
John Adams, always good to have you on the show. John Adams joining us from BMO Global Asset Management. He's a senior investment strategist there.